My name is Ketsia Relien, Ketsia Relien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on October 3rd, 2022 for patient Kate Anderson, K-A-Y-A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. However, obstructive uropathy could be a part of the differential due to chronic bacteriuria. Period. There is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine ratio of 532 milligrams. However, it is uncertain whether this proteinuria is a result of the bacteriuria or true proteinuria from the kidneys. Period. We will follow up with 24-hour urine protein and urine and 24-hour urine creatinine for further evaluation. The patient has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Bullard, a gynecologist, for further evaluation to rule out possible uterine prolapse, period. We also recommend future evaluation with a urologist if the problem is not resolved by the gynecologist to rule out possible bladder prolapse, period. We discussed ordering a post-void pelvic ultrasound. However, the patient states the last time she went to get it done, she was unable to urinate. So we will just follow up after her appointment with the gynecologist to see the potential cause of the bacteriuria, period. Next line, non-anion gap metabolic acidosis with a gap of 10. This metabolic acidosis is likely related to the uncontrolled hypothyroidism. The patient's TSH is still low at 0.197 from 0.102 despite adjustments on the levothyroxine at the last visit, period. We started her on sodium bicarb, 650 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. To prevent high blood pressure, we did not start her on one tablet twice daily, period. We will monitor at the next visit. If her CO2 is still low, we may consider increasing it to two times daily or one tablet three times a day, period. Her CO2 currently is 16 from 18. Her potassium, her serum potassium is normal at 3.6. And her chloride, serum chloride is 110, period. Next line, urinary tract infection. As previously noted, the patient has chronic bacteriuria with positive culture growing Pseudomonas aeruginosa, P-S-E-U-D-O-M-O-N-A-S-A-U-R-U-G-I-N-O-S-A. She will follow up with gynecology and for further evaluation, period. No antibiotics were prescribed today as she is completely asymptomatic, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled. Her blood pressure is 124/84. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is uncontrolled, as previously stated. We further adjusted her levothyroxine from 88 micrograms to 75 micrograms, and we'll repeat the thyroid level, the thyroid panel at the next visit, period. Next line, the patient reports occasional shortness of breath and fatigue. She has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Nyberg, N-I-B-E-R-G, at the Orlando Health Clinic, cardiologist, for an echo and stress test in the next few weeks, period. Next line. Anemia of chronic disease. She is currently going to the Florida Cancer Center for Procrit injections. Her iron saturation is 31%, and her HNH is 9.6 and 31%, period. Next line. Parotid stenosis, which she follows with Dr. Robert P. Winter in Orlando Health. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup. End.